Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study Parshas Vayishlach. We are certainly living through dark and difficult times. We find ourselves kind of glued to the news and WhatsApp chats. As I prepare and record this talk of Vayishlach, there is news of a huge hostage deal. And our desperate hopes and dreams are that these precious children will be reunited with their families, that all those kidnapped will return home, that the soldiers will be safe, that the injured will be healed, and also that only good will come from this deal. But things are changing so quickly. We know so little, other than the fact that Israel is truly in an existential war for survival, and not just the country Israel. Those of us in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we also live with great uncertainty and even fear. Anti-Semitic acts, anti-Semitism on college campuses, frightening hate speech coming from the highest places, and people that we relied on yesterday, we're not sure where they stand today. And we are kept so busy calling senators, signing petitions, and of course we must do all this, but it's scary. What is the Torah view on fear? And what is the balance of fear and faith? How can we not be afraid when we think about how many enemies we have who openly have as their goal to kill Jews? Is it okay to be scared? As always, we find comfort, encouragement, direction, and strength from our Parsha. Parshas Vayishlach begins with Yaakov preparing for his epic confrontation with Esav. The messages, the presents, the prayers, and then of course the night when Yaakov found himself alone and fighting with an angel who could not kill Yaakov but injured him. In order to memorialize this miracle, Jews may not eat the Gid Hanasha, the sciatic nerve. The angel tells Yaakov about his new name, Yisrael. Esau finally arrives and surprisingly comes in peace, even wanting to travel together. Yaakov succeeds in extricating himself from this and arrives, as the Pasuk writes, whole in Shechem. But then comes the tragic story of Dinah, desired and taken by Shechem ben Hamor, and the Shvatim respond with fury and war, saving her and fighting Shechem. Yaakov returns to Beisel to fulfill his vow made back in Vayetze to indeed build a Mizbeach, and Hashem renames him Yisrael. The death of Devorah is written here, alluding also possibly to the death of Rivka Imenu. Hashem blesses Yaakov, promising him a nation and this land of Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin is born, and Rachel Imenu dies in childbirth. Reuven makes his mistake that will ultimately cost him his firstborn status, understood by Chazal as him moving his father's bed from the tent of Bilhah to his mother Leah's tent, whom he felt so deserving of that. And the Shvatim, now complete, are listed. Finally, Yaakov makes it all the way home to Hebron, Kiryas Arba, and Yitzchak, living the longest of all the Avos at 180 years, passes away and is buried by both of his sons, Esav and Yaakov. The Parsha ends with a long discussion of the family trees of Esav, who they married, where they settled, all their princes, and the nation they became. Back at the beginning of the story of this Parsha, as Yaakov awaits the troops of Esav, the Torah tells us Yaakov's feelings. Vayira Yaakov me'od vayitzer lo. He was very scared. He was petrified. The commentaries ask about these words. What is Vayira? What is Vayitzer? So Rashi says he was afraid of being killed and he was petrified that he would need to kill. No, Jews are never happy with having to kill. We are a nation that celebrates life, not death. The Ramban explains that it was the reaction of Esav to Yaakov's messengers that was so frightening to Yaakov. Yaakov had sent messages of peace and friendship, but the Pasuk does not record any conversation between Esav and these messengers. Apparently, Esav had not even allowed them entry. That while Yaakov was speaking as a brother, Esav was preparing for war, and so Yaakov was afraid and petrified. What follows this expression of fear is a beautiful tefillah. Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avraham Velokei Avi Yitzchak. Yaakov said, "The God of my father Avraham, the God of my father Yitzchak, Hashem, Haomer Elai Shuv La'artecha Ulemoladetecha Ve'itiva Imach, Hashem, who said to me, 'Return to your land, to your birthplace, and I will do good with you.' Katonti mikol hachasadim, I am small from all the kindness, umikol haemes, and all the truth, asher asisa es avdacha, that you have done with your servant. Ki b'makli avarti es hayarden hazeh, I crossed this river Yarden with a stick. Va'ata hayisi lishnei machanos, and now I have become two camps. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav, please save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. Ki yarei anochi oso, I'm afraid of him. Pen yavo v'hikani im al banim, lest he come and kill me, mothers and children." Yaakov says here, Hashem, when I crossed the Yarden, I had only a stick. 20 years ago, I crossed this Yarden with nothing. No wife, no children. I had nothing but a stick. And look at what you have given me. What did Yaakov then mean when he says, Katonti mikol hachasadim, I am small from all the kindness. Rashi says Yaakov was saying, do you know what really scares me? Do you want to know why I am afraid? It is because you have been so kind to me, so much more than I deserve. Look at this beautiful family you gave me. Look where I am. And you did all this for me. So how can I ask you for more? This is what makes me afraid. Is it okay to be afraid? Does being afraid contradict bitachon? Well, why shouldn't we be afraid? Does having bitachon mean that we know our lives will be exactly as we choose, as we plan, as we want? Is that bitachon? The Chazon Ish says that only a fool thinks that. The Malbim in chapter 130 in Tehillim speaks about two words, tikva and yichol, in the pasuk kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Hashem, I hope, my soul hopes, and for his words I wait. And explains that those two words, tikva, hope, and yichol, waiting, expectation, are different words. And it's important to differentiate between the meanings. We are allowed to have some expectations. We can depend on anything Hashem has promised, like the Jewish people will survive, good will prevail in the end, Mashiach will come. But hope? We can hope for much more than that. Because our hope is in Hashem's power, in Hashem's goodness, in Hashem's kindness. So we're getting closer. Bitachon does not mean we have no fear, but that we leave room for hope. In fact, Rav Chaim Friedlander, in his Sefer Sifsei Chaim, discusses a Rabbeinu Yonah and also a Sfarno that really zeroes in on what our attitude is on bitachon through our pasuk, Katonti mikol hachasadim. The Sfarno explains this pasuk differently, that what Yaakov is saying is, Hashem, I am so afraid. But when I see how much you have done for me, how much undeserved and unexpected kindness you have already given me, I find hope in your kindness. You have done so much more than I could ever have imagined. And so, as I walk through the darkness of fear, I see a light. And in that prism of the light of your kindness, I find hope. The truth is, the journey of our parsha is a journey of discovery of how much Yaakov can hope for. And it really begins last week, at the end of Parshas Vayetze. On the instructions of an angel, Yaakov decides finally after 20 years to flee, to leave from Laban, and he, his wives and children, hope to escape secretly and unnoticed while Laban is away. But they are found out, and Laban begins to chase after them. And Yaakov, slowed down by his family and children, is no match for Laban. And quickly, Laban catches up. The Or HaChaim asks, Yaakov was so afraid of Laban. He does not want the confrontation. The family of Yaakov has merited a very convenient miracle every now and then. It's called Kvitas HaDerach. It's when Hashem speeds up their journey and makes a 7-day trip take 1 day. When Hashem literally flies them to their destination. Yaakov himself had experienced this when he was journeying to Haran 20 years ago and remembered that he had neglected to stop at Har HaMoriah. So the Or HaChaim asks, if there was ever an opportune time for Kvitas HaDerach, it's now. Why couldn't Hashem do that for Yaakov? Why did he let Laban catch up to him? And the Or HaChaim answers that Hashem didn't want Yaakov to experience Kvitas HaDerach now because Hashem wanted Laban to catch up to him. Hashem wanted Yaakov to face Laban, to see the man he had feared so much, to see that he was powerless to hurt him. Hashem was saying, I no longer want you to live with that fear, that illusion that Laban has the power to hurt you. I want you to stop running. I am here, right here with you, and I can save you. Yes, even from Laban. And in this week's Parsha, that begins with Yaakov so afraid, planning tactic after tactic to face the scary enemy that is Esav. Dividing his camp, sending gifts, davening his heart out. Of course, he was facing an enemy so frightening, so ferocious. What could be more dangerous than Esav? And what does Hashem do? As soon as Yaakov finishes preparing, as soon as he has done everything he can in order to be ready to meet and hope to survive this meeting with Esav, the Pasuk states, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov was left alone. Rav Hirsch explains that there was a terrible recognition that Yaakov had, that with all of his attempts, with all of his preparations, he is still all alone, vulnerable and defenseless. And then what happens? Hashem sends an angel to attack Yaakov. Not a powerful person. Not a person at all, an angel. Why? Because the angel will try to kill Yaakov, to destroy him, and will not succeed. And Yaakov will live that truth, that even when he stands alone, no, especially when he does, there is nothing that can destroy him. Not Laban, not Esav, no, not even an angel. Because when we stand alone, we stand with God, with Hashem. And Hashem gave us a mitzvah in order to always remember this miracle and this truth. Jews may not eat the Gid HaNasheh, so that this miracle becomes memorialized, eternalized, and internalized. And Hashem told Yaakov, you now have a new name, Yisrael, because you will fight with enemies that are too strong for you. But you will win. Hashem wanted Yaakov to stop running. And Hashem wanted Yaakov to experience this lesson so deeply that his children, wherever and whenever they will live, will know that we can hope in Hashem, in the power of Hashem, in the miracles of Hashem, in the greatness of Hashem, and also in the kindness of Hashem. And the more kindness we hear about, the more beautiful stories of divine providence, of Hashgacha Pratis we open our hearts to, the miracles we hear about today in our war, the more hope we have discovered within our hearts. And so we find bitachon and we find hope. Not because our enemy is not vicious, not because our enemy is not powerful, but because we have Hashem. Hashem stands with the Jewish people. Thank you for studying together.